AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The 2024 presidential contest is now in its final weekend. The candidates are honed in on battleground states. Vice President Kamala Harris in Atlanta, telling voters she understands their financial struggles.
At the top of my list is bringing down the cost of living for you.
She warns the GOP, if Trump wins, would take away Obamacare and pass a national abortion ban. In Gastonia, North Carolina, Donald Trump is trying to keep that state red, criticizing Harris on the economy and immigration.
I will also restore our borders. Again, I believe the borders are the single biggest problem that this country's had in 100 years.
They're locked in a razor-thin contest nationwide. In Iran, a grim warning from the Ayatollah over escalating tensions with Israel.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's supreme leader, addressed a crowd, vowing a punishing response to Israel's recent attacks. The enemies, be it the Zionist regime or the United States of America, will definitely receive a crushing response. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
An Israeli military official says they've captured a senior Hezbollah operative in northern Lebanon. In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky urging allies to allow more firepower as North Korean troops assemble in Russia.
There are so many ways to TGIF.
TGI Fridays is announcing it's filed for bankruptcy protection. The well-known restaurant chain says the COVID pandemic took customers away from sit-down restaurants. New wildfire warnings up for parts of New York and New Jersey with widespread drought conditions. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
Mother Nature is in charge.
This is AP News. A religious movie intersects with real life.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute.
The conclave begins now.
With Pope Francis a few weeks away from his 88th birthday, the plotting for his successor is perhaps well underway at the Vatican.
Pretend this conversation never took place.
Now, a movie called Conclave tells the story of backstabbing, manipulative cardinals quick to toss morality out the window in the election of a pope.
The pope is dead.
The throne is vacant.
The real-life conclave is the centuries-old tradition in which, on the death of a pope, cardinals gather in the Sistine Chapel at the Vatican to participate in rounds of voting until they elect a new pontiff. Actor Ralph Fiennes plays the dean of the College of Cardinals at the center of the story.
I think the film is saying, who is the right person to lead the Catholic Church, who has the right integrity and spiritual depth and wisdom?
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.